Good morning. There we go. Sorry. We are a little chilly in here. We don't have any heat this morning. So I want to, first of all, say if anybody is uncomfortable, we can move to the parlor if we want to. Or we can move together and move forward and everybody sit closer together. Or if you're fine, that's fine with me. I'll be fine in my robe, but I don't want anybody to be too cold or too uncomfortable. And hopefully with all of us bodies in here, it will be warm enough. So does anybody think we need to move? Is everybody okay?
Camera at a football game.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And if anybody gets too cold, you can sit in the narthex because it's warmer out there and you can still hear the service. I'm sorry?
That's a different furnace.
It's a different furnace. So, okay, so it doesn't sound like anybody wants to move. So we will move forward. I welcome you all this morning, and I'm glad that everyone is here, glad to see everybody. I hope that you will find today's worship to be meaningful and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship for. We do have a few announcements. The Reverend Dr. James Cone, theologian and teacher and pastor, will speak about the past and present state of Black lives in America on Wednesday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at Xavier University. All are welcome, and for more information, there is contact information in the bulletin. There's going to be a Healthy Congregations workshop led by Lombard Mennonite Peace Center at Kennedy Heights Presbyterian Church. If you are not familiar with Healthy Congregations, it really is a very good workshop about how to communicate better within a congregational system. It explains some systems theory and how dynamics within a congregation can work. It is unfortunately at a time when I can't go or else I would be going. But if anybody would like to go, please let me know and I'll get you hooked up. The information is here in the bulletin. And there's an announcement about Presbyterian Women, the winter gathering on Saturday, December 3rd at Richwood Presbyterian Church. And again, the information is in the bulletin. There is a flyer for Donate Life Kentucky, which is an organization that supports organ donor registration. If you're not a registered organ donor, you can fill out this form and mail it in. And I would not be so, donatelifekentucky.org. You can go on the web and do that as well. I also have an announcement from Cheryl. She couldn't be here today because she got a job. Yay, something that at this point is through the holidays, but it may be something longer lasting, and so we celebrate with her, but she couldn't be here this morning because she needed Monday and Tuesday off to organize the Cornerstone cooking and serving, and so she sends me this email. The menu is going to be beef stew with noodles, salad, rolls, and dessert. Meet at 4 p.m. on Monday to cook and clean up. On Tuesday, we'll need a couple of folks to come around 2 p.m. to heat up the stew and others to meet at 4:30 to finish prep and load food and serve. And also a few folks to either come at about 4:30 or to stay after to clean up the kitchen. We won't have the cleanup that we had last time because we're not using the crock pots, but there will be some pots and pans to wash, and we need to make sure that that gets done. If anyone has questions, they can call Cheryl or contact her, and if you need her contact information, let me know. We are a little, I think we were caught a little off guard because of the way November has fallen this month, with the first Tuesday of the month being the first day of the month. It is the 14th and 15th, it is tomorrow and Tuesday that we're going down to serve. So if you can serve, if you can come and help either day, you know the drill. If you can open a can, if you can stir something, if you can boil noodles, if you can put things in a pan, we could use your help. If you can wash dishes, we can use your help. So it's always a lot of fun to come and participate in this. Anybody who has done it knows. And so please come if you can. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear, Bill?
Couple of heads up, you need to be considering donating foodstuffs for the Be Concerned barrel. They, of course, need more in terms of the holiday period here. I think that we may have had a list in the newsletter, I'm not sure, but
yes, sir.
We'll get it in the bulletin also, but it's, you know, the usual things like candy, different types of detergents, those sorts of things are always welcome. We're also going to be doing the usual Christmas card signings for the troops. We'll have those cards, I think, by next week. We'll start signing those go through the Blue Cross in order to get out of the troops before Christmas. And finally, a third thing is that Covington Partners gather school supplies for the second semester. So we got some school supplies and need those to receive the guest coming apart. Thank you very much. Yes.
Does Beacon have any need for perishables, like perishable turkeys? Do they do something like that for their clients?
I'm not quite sure how they handle that. Do you have a supply of frozen turkeys? I can call down there and check, and I'll let you know. Okay. Thank you.
So as we draw closer to Thanksgiving, and good heavens, it is only about 10 days away, we will be hearing more about the needs of Be Concerned and Covington Partners. I think we'll also be doing the gift card, the giving tree, the cards for the troops, the things that we usually do at this time of year. So we'll have more information about that, hopefully by next week. Yes, Kitty.
I think Patricia had in the newsletter about 0.7.
Uh-huh.
And the price is the same as last year,
$8. Okay, so, and we have in the newsletter about poinsettias, and the price is the same as last year, it's $8. Are there any other announcements that we need to make? Oh, thank you. Yes. We're going to be having for Advent a study called The Redemption of Scrooge, and it is a study based around the theology that is found in the Christmas Carol, the story A Christmas Carol. And so to kick that off, we're going to get together and watch one of the versions of the movie of A Christmas Carol, and it's going to be at the Farwicks November 20th, which is next Sunday already. At about 4:00, we'll come together and we'll watch the movie and have some snacks and maybe a little dinner, and then have a time of discussion and learn what the study is going to entail. So if you'd like to come to that, let me or Dawn know, and I'll maybe put up it's too late to put up a list. But we'd kind of like to get an idea of numbers, so if you think you might want to come, let one of us know so that we can be prepared for the numbers. So Sunday at 4:00 to watch A Christmas Carol. And then also we are planning a cleanup and cleanup day and hanging of the greens, and that will be the Saturday after Thanksgiving, probably about 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'll have more information about that next week. Any other announcements? This is the time of year when things kind of get busy, so, and happen quickly. So stay tuned. Thank you, Bill. Any other announcements that we need to hear? Then I offer you, as I go to light the Christ candle, I offer you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song. Shout for joy and give thanks to God's holy name.
For God is love and will be with us always.
Please pray with me. Gracious and loving God, we praise and honor you for your gracious and loving ways. As we worship today, may we feel your presence. And when we go out from here, may we see you in the smallest acorn, the drop of rain, the face of a child, and know that you are with us always. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our hymn of praise is number 2087, We Will Glorify the King of Kings, and it's in the little blue hymnal.
Friends, we are but imperfect human beings created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. God of compassion, forgiveness, and reconciliation, we confess that we have not done as you would have us to do. We have not loved as you love, or forgiven as you have forgiven. We fear the stranger and humiliate the poor. Forgive us, O God, and teach us how to be the people you call us to be in the world, not only for our own sake, but for the whole of your creation. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, the good news is for the here and the now and the always. The grace of Christ abounds. We may rejoice in his forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please offer the forgiveness and receive the forgiveness of Christ to someone near you. Offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
But it feels better. believers join us with this. It's a wonderful affirmation.